Of you, greetings in Christ's name. Thank you, Tim, for those songs that set the tone for this morning's service. Appreciate that. Entitled this morning's devotional, Beware Lest Thou Forget. How many of you, and you don't need to raise your hand, of course, but how many of you have noticed in your own lives how that when things are going well and the plans that you make go on relatively unhindered and unchanged, and life seems to be on a fairly even keel, that you tend to forget God, or at least forget where the things that you are blessed with come from? I know that's certainly something that is a tendency of my own, and something I've been pondering, been noticing in my own life, been pondering and wondering how I can be intentional to not forget. It seems to be human nature because the Bible tells us numerous places in Scripture about this propensity to forget and to take the credit for ourselves in our lives, at least when it feels like it's going well. And like I said, we're reminded throughout Scripture of this, but I'd like to look at Deuteronomy 6 this morning and take note of what this passage would show us and teach us this morning, as well as a few verses in the New Testament then. But turn with me to Deuteronomy 6, if you would. Deuteronomy 6, verses 1 to 15. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all the statutes and his commandments which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not, and wells digged, which thou diggest not, and vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Ye shall not go after other gods of the gods of the people which are round about you. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. The children of Israel were given two commandments in verse 2. Fear God, keep his commandments, essentially. Verse 3 says, Hear therefore, Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. And it occurs to me that these commandments that were given were not given to make life difficult for us. They're for our own good. They're rather to keep us, one way of saying it, I think, is keep us from self-destruction. And so that God's glory then would be evident in our lives to the people around us. Verse 5 gives an additional commandment, and that is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and might. How do we keep from forgetting? What can we do to help us in our propensity to forget? How do I help myself, my own propensity to forget? Verse 6 tells us to internalize these commandments ourselves first. So it starts in our heart. These words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Internalize them. The word of God needs to be internalized in our own hearts. After that, in verse 7, he talks about teaching them diligently to our children. And there's a pretty complete picture that he paints here, as far as it's not just a little bit here and a little bit there, but it's a diligent thing, it's an intentional thing. It's when we're sitting and lying down, when we're rising up, wherever we're at, in our house, out of our house. It's a diligent and intentional thing, I believe. In other words, it's a way of life. The way that we teach, the way that we study in our own lives, personal lives, the way we teach others, the way we teach our children, has to be an intentional thing. And I believe that one of the reasons that it's important that we make this intentional is that, as you know, we are bombarded with a culture that does not want anything to do with God or his principles or his truth. Verses 8 and 9 give some compelling word pictures that I enjoy. Bind them upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. So these truths, these principles, these commandments, if you think of putting a sign on your hand, maybe both hands, well, think about how much we use our hands day to day. We use them all the time without even thinking about it. But if you always saw a truth or a promise or a principle of God's word literally written on our hands, it would have the effect of reminding us very often because of how often we use our hands. Frontlets between our eyes makes me think of the word picture that I heard once of wearing a hat with little strings coming down and putting, and here again you could fill in verses, truth, principles, or whatever, and filling them in around the brim. And so no matter where you look, you're looking through those principles, those truths, at the world. It's right in front of us. We can't miss it. In fact, if we miss it, we have to push it aside and disregard it. But I believe that will help us. Keeping it in front of us in that much of a deliberate way will help us to not forget. On the posts of our house and on our gates. So it's in our house, it's outside our house. We see it at the front door. We see it in our, maybe there's scripture written on the walls of our house, at the gates. When you turn into your property, think of it as a sign of your mailbox that tells you, tells the world who you belong to, and it reminds us of a truth of scripture. And so to me, it gives the idea that no matter which way we turn, whether we're working with our hands, whether we're looking at the world, at whatever, in our job, in our homes, that we're looking through all these things hanging down in front of us, constant reminders of God's word and his truth. And it denotes to me a strong intent and a intentionality and a deliberate action taken. It's not something that's going to happen by itself. Verses 10 and 11, then it shifts gears a bit and reminds the children of Israel that when they are brought into the promised land and they get all these things, they receive all these things, wells and vineyards and trees and et cetera, things for which they haven't done anything for, they haven't earned them. This is simply there for them to enjoy the blessing of the Lord. It's a reminder that what we have is not ours. what we have has been given to us, and we should see it that way. And as we do that, it will help us not to forget. All that we have belongs to God and comes from His providence in our lives. And I believe that these things these verses are talking about, whether it's in our house or out our house, whether we are single or married, whatever station of life we're in, this can apply to our own study of the Word, this can apply to our own interaction with other people. We're keeping it in front of us all the time. I believe a second thing that helps us, and this isn't noted exactly, but I think it's implied in this passage, this is where I'd like to go to the New Testament as well here, is cultivating an attitude of gratitude in our lives will help me from sliding into this tendency to forget. Turn with me to Colossians 2. Verse 7, Colossians 2, verse 7 says, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And I believe we can turn that and say that if we are grateful, if we are thankful, we will become rooted and build up in Him and establish in the faith. Later on in the that same passage, verse 15 through 17, and that is not the passage I thought it was. So we'll have to go on to the last one. My apologies. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 then says that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Giving thanks in all things will help us not to forget. And it is the will of God, as this passage tells us. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Colossians 3, 15 and 17 was one I wanted a minute ago. Colossians 3, verses 15 through 17. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. In conclusion, beware lest thou forget. I believe the combination of several things here will go a long way to help us. It will go a long way to help me not forget the Lord. First of all, diligent, intentional study and teaching of God's truth. Secondly, surrounding ourselves intentionally with God's truth, figuratively and literally, on our hands, in front of our face, inside our homes, outside our homes. Thirdly, reminding ourselves intentionally that all that we have is God's and belongs to Him. And I think as we cultivate an intentional attitude of gratitude, we will be less likely to forget God. Let's kneel for prayer. Lord, you've reminded me this morning my own propensity to forget and to give you credit where you deserve credit and where you want credit. And thank you for reminding us of the need to be intentional and to be grateful, thankful in all that we do, and to intentionally teach, to intentionally study your word and your truth so that we can put up a something that helps us in our walk and keeps and works against the bombardment of the world's lies that it's trying to throw at us. Lord, we ask that your presence go with us this morning and the rest of the service. May you bless the Sunday school time. May you show us your truth there. You bless the preaching of your word as well. May your truth be spoken and show us where we can come to a fuller understanding of yourself. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.